So we were evaluating the efficacy and phytotoxicity of Marengo G, which is a newer herbicide in the ornamental industry, compared to the standard used now in container production, which is Broadstar. I'd like to thank my co-author, Luke Case, my research associate at Ohio State University. In our industry, nursery and landscape, we have an awful lot of mitosis inhibitor herbicides, either as root or shoot inhibitors. And these herbicides make work mainly on grassy weeds. They will control some small seeded broadleaves, but their predominant application is for grasses. We have a few herbicides that are outside of this mitosis inhibitor group in the PPO inhibitors, or the group 14 by WSSA classification, such as oxaflorafin and flumioxazin in this group. And these are controlling our broadleaf weeds, and so they are often combined with our mitosis inhibitor herbicides in order to pick up the broadleaf control. Flumioxazin was brought onto the market in 2003-2004 in two forms, as a sprayable, as a wettable dispensable powder, and as a granular formulation as Broadstar. It's a 25% granular of the flumioxazin, and it was sold by Valent, which has recently been acquired by Nufarm Americas and is being sold by them now. This is a single active, broad spectrum active for broadleaf and grass control. And as I said, in Ohio, at least, it is the standard that is most frequently used in container production. We also have some cellulose inhibitors that are also picking up our broadleaf control. And this is in group 21 and 20. And flumioxin is a new welcomed family of herbicides for us in this mode of action as a group 29 herbicide, inhibiting biosynthesis of cellulose. And is being sold as Marengo G in for the nursery container market. Indazafam was developed by Bayer, however, it is being sold by OHP and was launched in September of 2003 for the granule formulation in nursery containers. It's very long lasting, so it takes less applications, has a very low AI per acre, very low volatility. As you can see, the standard use rates for the older herbicides are much higher than what was the Broadstar when it came out in 2003-2004. And the Marengo is significantly lower in its use rate even than the Broadstar. We had three objectives: to look at four rates of Marengo G on seven species in two locations, and to determine the efficacy and duration of efficacy with three weed species. And then we were comparing efficacy and phytotoxicity of the Marengo to the Broadstar and, of course, to the untreated control. We had the two locations, Studebaker Nursery in the southwest part of Ohio and Willoway Nursery in the north central part. We had the Viburnum judae at both locations. Hydrangea paniculata at both locations, however, there was little lamb at Studebaker and limelight at Willoway. And the Hemerocallis Stella Dior. The other species here in at Willoway were species that they were having ongoing problems with in terms of they didn't really know if it was a herbicide problem or not, but they wanted us to look at it. These three, though, the viburnum, the hydrangea, and the herbaceous perennial, were chosen because these are problematic weeds, problematic species for us in the ornamental industry, especially the hydrangea. It's very hard to find a herbicide that you can use without phytotoxicity. Both locations, we were on exposed gravel pads. At Studebaker, we applied May 6 and evaluated 1, 2, 4, and 8 weeks after treatment. At Willoway, we applied on May 1 and evaluated 1, 2, 4, and 8 weeks after treatment. The efficacy study was done at Ohio State University in a retractable roof house manufactured by Cravo. And we were doing weed counts for at the 2, 4, and 8 weeks. And then at 13 weeks, we were doing a rating score. We applied the seed on June 9th, and then at 30 seeds per pot, and then we watered for 2 days, and then we applied the herbicide so that we were applying onto imbibed seed. We used large crabgrass, common yellow wood sorrel and the hairy bittercress as our seed. This was applied to 1 gallon containers with a typical Ohio mix here, and 6 single plant reps per species. Oh, the phytotoxicity was 4 reps with 3 subsamples per rep. Marengo G, as I mentioned, was on the 4 rates, 0, 100, 150, and 400 pounds. Broadstar was 150, its normal rate. Osmocote was used in the efficacy study. Completely randomized design was used for phytotoxicity and efficacy within species. Phytotoxicity was evaluated on a rated score of 0 to 10, with less than or equal to 3 being commercially acceptable. Everything was analyzed in SAS with a PROC mixed model. And phytotoxicity, again, the mean separation was to the untreated control using a Dunnett's. With the efficacy, we were doing mean separation within treatments using an LS means. Willoway had ongoing problems with some sort of nutritional problem that they were dealing with, which masked all treatment effects up the herbicides, so the data was pretty much unuseful. And whatever it was that was going on there is very severe, and was a little bit like what we could have expected to see, this bleaching with some of the herbicides. So this, unfortunately, is the control. So there was something definitely else going on there. So we did not use the data from Willoway. At Studebaker, for the hemorrhoid callus, at 2 weeks, I think it shows some of the best differences in results. You can see that there's no statistical difference from the except for the control is different. However, at 2 weeks, there is injury with the 100-pound rate. There's a little bit more injury with the 150-pound rate, and then there's a bit more injury passing commercially acceptable at the 400-pound rate. However, I will point out that the injury was passing, and by 8 weeks, in all rates, we were below commercially acceptable. The Broadstar, however, was more severe in its injury and was more persistent. The injury with the Broadstar was typical of the PPO inhibitor type of injury, which is mainly caused by the formation of triplet oxygen, which causes rapid destruction of tissue that it contacts, causing severe crinkling and malformation of leaves. This was a liriope that we had done in a previous study with Broadstar, and the injury was very typical. For the hydrangea paniculata, both products are causing injury and probably should not be used on hydrangea, so that's unfortunate that we still haven't found anything. But I will point out, as you see the injury here at the 100-pound rate, it's mainly confined to the growing points where the herbicide has hung up into the growing points. This is at the 400-pound rate down here, and you can see a close-up of the injury is still confined in that region of the growing point, whereas the Broadstar, again, is very typical of the injury that you see with the PPO inhibitor of the membrane disruption here caused by the triplet oxygen. This coincided with other studies that we've done with Indazafam on hydrangea. This is on a macrophylla. Macrophyllas are always more sensitive than the paniculatus, but paniculata within cultivars, we can see some that are tolerant of the Indazafam at a low rate. For the Viburnum jedi, again, we're looking for things that are 3 and below, and you can see that up until the 4 weeks, we have no phytotoxicity at the 100 or the 150-pound rate. We're not even over at the 8 weeks after. However, with the 400-pound, which is shown here, again, limited to the growing point kind of injury. However, the Broadstar is much more persistent, again, in its injury. I'm sure you can see the stunting effect there compared to the other plants around it. With the efficacy, we found that both Marengo and Broadstar did very well with the bittercress and with the crabgrass control. The oxalis is the one, therefore, that we're going to speak about here. At 4 weeks after, all treatments were giving better control than the control. At 8 weeks, however, most of the residual control, the broad star and the 100 and 150 pound rates of the Marengo were gone, but the 200 and the 400 pound rate were still holding control. At 13 weeks, the 400 pound rate is almost holding commercial control, even though the oxalis was reseeding as a cool temperature seeder, it was coming back into the pots. So here's the efficacy results, and with this, for the 13 weeks, we are looking at that rating. For these, we're looking at weed counts, and for the rating, we're looking for things that are 7 and above for commercially acceptable. You can see that the counts are quite low, again, at 8 weeks for the Marengo 200 pounds and for the Marengo 400 pounds. And as I mentioned, even at 13 weeks after, the Marengo is holding in there pretty good for control of the weeds at 400 pound rate. And we believe that if you had used the Marengo at its recommended rate of 200 pounds and repeated the application at 2 weeks, I mean at 8 weeks, you would have had very acceptable control. Here's the efficacy of 150 pounds at 2 weeks after. Here's the Marengo 200 pounds at 13 weeks. And you can see the germination happening here with the 200 pound rate coming in late in the season here at 13 weeks. However, the 400 pound was controlling it. So in conclusion, Marengo seems to be safer on the Hemerocallis and the Viburnum at all rates for the Marengo. For the Viburnum, the 100 pound rate seemed to be okay. Both were phytotoxic on the hydrangea. Broadstar and Ronstar in previous studies has been shown to be the standard for oxalis control, which is a very difficult weed in containers, up to 7 weeks. Well, now it seems as though Marengo is surpassing that, especially at the 200 and the 400 pound rate, giving efficacy at 8 weeks and with the higher rate up to 13. The phytotoxicity could be reduced probably by a better granular, as I mentioned. You have it hanging up in the growing points, and the granular formation currently is a very fine kind of prill with a lot of dust, and it's very hard to wash off and things. And I know that the company OHP is looking at a new formulation more similar to their newer Biathlon herbicide, which is in a Verge technology, and you can see the difference in the granules there. Much more uniform granule, which would definitely reduce the phytotoxicity of the product. I'd like to acknowledge the USDA, ODA, Specialty Crop Block Grant, Ohio Nursery and Landscape Association for their cooperation with the grant, IR4 Minor Use Program, OHP, of course, and Studebaker and Willoway Nurseries for the provision of plant material and the space for all of this. If there's any questions and if I have time. Yes. No. Well, you know, in the IR4 program, we always do the, 100. We do a 1X, 2X, and a 4X. So we want to look at the worst-case scenarios for phytotoxicity, which is always with the 400-pound. But, again, the 200-pound rate probably applied twice would be very good. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I think they are. Broadstar is a fairly expensive herbicide. And I think definitely you've got a better price point with the Marengo because you're using it at such a low application rate. And as you can see, it is persisting longer. And so I think, you know, the big exciting thing to me is the reduced phytotoxicity versus the Broadstar. The ability to come in as a different family of herbicides and, you know, potentially maybe even some control using it with hydrangeas, maybe with the better formulation. So it's exciting. It's exciting for us. The plants had all been overwintered as they're, you know, right. And so they were, May, they're coming out of overwintering in Ohio and they're starting to grow. You could see those early pictures, they didn't have a lot of growth on them. And in Ohio, we have to wait a little bit before we can put on herbicides, or we will just have a lot of frost damage. So that confounds our effects. Good. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.